better before.
You should say sorry. A bigger sorry. The biggest sorry you can say. And that's what I think.
And then she should leave you.
We could all say it together.
So what?
Nothing bad is gonna happen.
Yeah.
Nothing bad is going to happen. Nothing bad is going to happen. Nothing bad is going to happen.
How are you feeling?
Better.
This is Louise here. I'm not at home right now, but please leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Lou? Louise, it's Niall here. It's Niall. I'm sorry to bother you, but I didn't want to ring Ali. Because she doesn't want me to call her. So I'm calling you instead. I just had this really weird experience on a tube in the tunnel. I thought I was dying, but I wasn't. And anyway, the thing is, could you pass on a message to Ali? Because if she wants to leave me, if that's what she wants, whatever she wants to do, I'll respect that. And I won't call her again. I promise. You tell her that from me. Please. Thanks. Thanks, Louise. Happy Christmas. Tell Ali happy Christmas too. Please. Thanks. Thanks.
In The Good Samaritan, Niall was played by Ben Crowe, Janine by Sarah Gordy, Ali by Lizzie Watts, Kofi by Oti Fagbenle, The Driver by Paul Stonehouse, and Louise by Stephanie Racine. The Good Samaritan was written by Katie Hymns, and the director was Jessica Drongul.
And tomorrow night, the writer Fraser Flintham will be setting the parable of the good servant in an upmarket beauty store. That's at 10:45 tomorrow on Radio 3. It's just a little after 11 o'clock now, and it's time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt. And I must say, bearing in mind my voice, Max, I'm very pleased to see you here to take on the baton this evening.
It's a pleasure to be here, so thank you very much, Ian. Well, Christmas is just 7 days away, and so it seems only right and proper to begin this Late Junction week with a piece that Sir John Taverner wrote for his nephew, who was then but 3 years old. It's a setting of Blake's poem, The Lamb. Taverner modestly wrote, "It was composed from 7 notes in an afternoon." Blake's childlike vision perhaps explains its great popularity in a world that is starved of this precious and sacred dimension in almost every aspect of life.
Thank you.
Christmas Woman, a song from Sufjan Stevens' five-volume set of songs for the Yuletide, Silver and Gold, released into the world this very month. And just when I thought this might be the work of a man who is just so incurably in love with Christmas, I see he writes in the sleeve notes, "Did you know an estimated 35 million Christmas trees are butchered and bedazzled in the name of tradition every year? Am I," he writes, "ruining Christmas for you? Bah humbug, anyone?" I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Lake Junction and to this seasonal offering, Moondog's Frost Flower, inspired by the Antarctic phenomenon which causes frost to rise in a flower-like shape. Here, it's played by two church and concert organists from Oberhausen in Germany, Fritz Storfinger and Wolfgang Schwering.
Thank you.
The Kesane Quartet from Georgia, singing a love song, Anna Nuri, accompanied by the Panduri, a Georgian three-string lute. I have been following you like a mist from Anna Nuri, they sang. I thought you were a dove with a broken wing. How could you disappear from my sight so quickly? Ah, well, never mind. Next time, perhaps try a little chat and maybe avoid the stalking. Never a good thing. That's my advice. Before that, the Frost Dance in C, and indeed the Hornpipe in G from Purcell's Music for the Masque King Arthur, which dates from 1691, performed by the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, conducted by Thomas Hengelbrock. On the other hand, here's something so new it's not even released till next year. Well, the end of next month. Mono Swazi are a band who are fascinated by music from Zimbabwe and Mozambique. Their members come from Norway, Sweden, and yes, Zimbabwe and Mozambique, and their music possesses a gentle, enchanting power. And the voice you're about to hear belongs to Mbira player Hope Masike. This is Hondo.
Yeah. Au visage d'un teint de cendre, oui, notre notre monsieur, oui, notre bon maître. Pourquoi a-t-il tué Jaurès? Pourquoi a-t-il tué Jaurès?
Another captivating female voice there. Fionnuala Doherty, the lead singer of the Liverpool-based band Dead Belgian. They've dedicated themselves to the sacred task of performing the songs of that very famous Dead Belgian, singer-songwriter Jacques Brel. We just heard Jouer, a song Brel wrote and recorded for what turned out to be his final album, Les Marquises, in 1977. In it, he wonders why Jean Jaurès, the anti-militarist French Socialist Party leader, was assassinated in 1914 and laments the condition of the working class. Another lament now, from Elmore James, once known as the king of the slide guitar, Strange Angel.
Thank you.
That was a field recording made in 1998 in southern Siberia by Ted Levin. Anatoly Kular was singing in the Tuvan Bor Bangnadir style, which features acrobatic trills that are reminiscent of birds and travelling brooks, and it's achieved by lightly and rapidly quivering the lips. And please don't even think of trying it out at the office party. Before that, we heard John Cage's solo for voice number 11 from the magnificent recording of John Cage's epic opus Songbooks, solos for voice 3 to 92. A labour of love by Gregory Rose, Laurie Lixenberg and Robert Warby in celebration of the great man's centenary this year. By the way, you can tweet us at BBC Radio 3. We'd be glad to hear from you, or email us late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Mark Dunn has tweeted in, and it's a rather lovely tweet. He says, Late Junction is an ambrosian night mist in your bedroom. Open your window. Thanks, Mark. Arthur Jacob Arshavsky adopted the stage name Artie Shaw and, by the late 1930s, as you'll hear in a moment, had become one of the finest jazz clarinetists ever to be recorded. He also became a novelist, a higher mathematics student, a marksman, a suspected communist and a husband 8 times over. Here he is with his orchestra and vocalist Peg LaCentra with There's Frost on the Moon.
Thank you.
Another nod to William Blake there, not to mention Samuel Beckett and Santa Claus. The Soane Institute's Imling Blake's last tape mix, the Dollboy remix. Before that, Kaji Kaji Angjo by the Philip Kutev National Folk Ensemble, that Bulgarian national institution which has spread the exquisite sound of that heaven right here on earth singing across the stages, across all the stages of the world over the last 60 years. But for many people, the idea of world music, music which seems to come out of nowhere, to enchant and engage and fascinate because it comes from a musical culture which is so radically different to your own, that idea seems to start with the man who taught his music to 20th century figures like John Coltrane and George Harrison, the sitar virtuoso, teacher, genius and titan of North Indian classical music, Pandit Ravi Shankar. After a long and abundantly creative life, Ravi died last week, aged 92. I'm going to play some of his music each night this week, in memory of one of the greatest musicians we have known in our lifetimes. This is a morning raga, which unfurls over the next 20 minutes or so, raga Aliya Bilawal, and it features Alaraka, the great tabla player and Ravi's long-time musical partner, and on tambura, Ananda and Pranesh.
Yeah.
Ravi Shankar on sitar and Alaraka on tabla performing Raga Alaya Bilawal. More from India's foremost musical ambassador, the late Ravi Shankar, tomorrow night. His music and inspiration live on. Now, I couldn't leave the music of Arthur Russell out of this fortnight of festivity. He embodies the exploratory spirit of New York City in the 1970s and the 80s like no one else. This is from his World of Echo album, which I heard about from a Parisian fan of the late great man. This is See Through.
See through me, see through me, see through me, see through me, see through me. There I send a friend, my mood. The willows and the button bushes are plagued with the capillaries. Gold, etc.
One, two, three, four.
Baby mine, I'm going around this world, baby mine.
The Appalachian string band classic, Banjo Picking Girl, performed there by Chloe Edmonston, Ariel Dixon and Meredith Watson, the Locust Honey String Band, who are taking the tradition into the new century. And before that, solo for voice number 4 from John Cage's mega epic work Songbooks, realised by Gregory Rose, Laurie Lixenberg and, of course, Robert Warby, who you might recognise that name. Yep, he's a presenter here and now on Radio 3. And that brings us almost to the end of Late Junction for tonight. I'm Max Reinhardt and I'll be back tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. And there'll be more Ravi Shankar, of course. And thanks very much to the Queen's Pub in Monmouth for reminding us that John Coltrane named his son after Ravi Shankar, Ravi Coltrane, of course. So I'll leave you for now with a guitar medley from Martin Simpson, The Optimistic, Frost is Over and The Red-Headed Boil. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. Welcome to another overnight musical journey, and I'm beginning, as I did yesterday, with a visit to the archives of the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra to mark Sergiu Celibidache's centenary. He conducts Brahms' First Symphony in a 1969 recording in just over half an hour, but we'll start with their current music director, Daniel Harding, conducting them in April this year in Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 in G. It's been called his most personal concerto, and what greater contrast could there be with Beethoven the Barnstormer than this concerto's quiet beginning for the piano alone, a gift to a sensitive pianist such as the soloist here, Maria João Pires.